Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Well, good morning to you. Well, this is sort of a vindication. Well, it is a vindication. Let's just call it what it is. It's an outright vindication for Vincent Gray as he returns to D.C. politics after once being mayor, having come under investigation. The investigation never really laid a finger on him, apparently, and now he has come back in a big way.
Yeah, he certainly has. He has been reelected now as the elected as the council member from Ward 7, a seat he held maybe 10 years ago or so. And, now he's back, and apparently certainly the people of Ward 7 apparently don't care about the federal investigation.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
You know, I think there's a couple things. You know, people certainly feel, a lot of people think he was treated unfairly, you know, despite the fact that a lot of his friends who were charged say he knew about it. And also, you know, I think people were just very unhappy with Yvette Alexander, who was the great protege who held the seat and, was recently allied with Muriel Bowser.
And so now, on a bigger picture, beyond just Vincent Gray, this really wasn't a good night for anybody that Muriel Bowser supported. Am I, or am I reading this wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. It was a really wild night. I think we, so there were four races that were contested on the ballot. Everyone pretty much expected Gray to win, and he did very resoundingly at nearly a 30-point advantage over a decade-long incumbent. In Ward 8, Trayon White ousted LaRubie May. I think that was a little less expected, but, I mean, the Ward 8 is not very fond of Muriel Bowser and her team anyway. But at the same time, Trayon White had a couple, maybe $20,000, $30,000. LaRubie had nearly $200,000. And Trayon beat her by nearly 10 points. And then the big surprise of the night was the end of the council career of Vincent Orange.
Yeah.
SWY at-large council member who was beat by Robert White. And that's despite usually Vincent Orange manages to, he's seen as a weak incumbent, and of course, as we've seen accurately. And so he tends to attract a lot of challengers to split the vote, and he manages to ride through. But apparently not tonight.
All right, here's Vince Gray last night after all of the votes were counted and became very clear that he was going to be the new councilman for Ward 7.
I feel absolutely wonderful, and I feel so excited that the people of Ward 7 have given me the opportunity to once again represent them.
How will this change politics in the district going forward?
It's going to be wild. Things are about to get a lot crazier. You know, a lot of council members showed up at these various victory parties last night, and it's about to become the council is going to have a lot more different power bases now. So you've got Attorney General Carl Racine back, two candidates, Trayon White and Robert White. Vince Gray obviously doesn't really owe his allegiance to anybody. This is going to make it a lot harder for Muriel Bowser to get done what she wants because she just lost three council members who were very committed to her and either owed their council seats to her or planned to use her fundraising powers for re-election.
One person that I saw interviewed about this came to the following conclusion. They said, look, if you want to know what's going on in the district on the grassroots ground level, it's because a lot of people felt Vince Gray was given a raw deal. That's one. And number two, they're very concerned about violence in this town and the police department's inability to get it under control.
Yeah, I think that's a great analysis. I mean, I think Vince Gray is, obviously a very unique sort of candidate. And so he was going to win anyway. But I think you're absolutely right. One of many causes behind last night's, I mean, really, you know, it in a way, I don't want to overstate this, but in a way it was a referendum on the mayor.
And so now what is this set up in terms of the upcoming mayoral election? Well, I say upcoming, it's 2 years from now, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, we're going to see, I mean, Gray's running for mayor, isn't he?
I think he probably is. I asked him yesterday.
Come on. I mean, setting up, I don't live in the district. So, I mean, obviously all this politics affects me directly because I spend so much time in the district. But from my perspective, neither of them are really going to make too big a difference. They're pretty close ideologically and policy-wise. But just from the sheer sport of watching politics in this town, this could be an amazing race, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, Vince Gray is sort of following the Marion Barry playbook here. Now, obviously, unlike Marion Barry, he was never charged, but he's, you know, he lost the mayoralty. Now he's rebuilding with a ward-level council seat, and he'll probably run for mayor again. I asked him yesterday, you know, why not, because, of course, he's not talking about running for mayor now. So I said, well, why not make it official and just promise to serve out your four-year term? And he declined my offer.
I'm sure. But stay tuned. All right. So is it fair to say that this is redemption? I mean, it's redemption certainly at the hands of the voters. But if I read the Washington Post, your rivals across town there, it seems like they have a daily article continuing to beat the drum that Vincent Gray is just moments away from an orange jumpsuit.
Well, so we know he's not going to get charged now because the U.S. attorney has closed the investigation. Vincent Gray, Gray's attorney, I think, successfully threw enough clouds over the, of course, Jeff Thompson, the star witness who funded the shadow campaign. There were some questions about his behavior, whether he would be a reliable witness. And so they had to end the investigation without charging Vince Gray. But in fairness to the Post, and, you know, there are papers still coming out that have suggested Vince Gray more and more. It's more and more likely that he did know about it. You know, we have emails now of him discussing shadow campaign operations, although perhaps he didn't know they were illegal, but he's discussing them in ways that are sort of like, you know, here's how we're going to, you know, perhaps this is a shady operation here. And, of course, now there's this evidence that came out a couple months ago that his son received illicit money. And of course, now Gray and his son have never been charged. I have to add that proviso.
All right, so when do they actually take office now? It's quite a ways out still, isn't it?
Yeah, January. So yeah. Now, you know.
We still have, you know, technically the election is not over.
Exactly, yeah. So yes, election season is not over. I mean, these are, of course, this being a Democratic town, you know, these are the presumptive nominees. But we still have Councilmember David Grosso, who, as the independent, will now have to defend his seat. And it's not really clear who's going to run against him. There's kind of an Occupy DC guy who says his plan to win is by keeping it real at all times. So it's not clear how strong a candidate he is.
All right.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you joining us, as always. I know you had a late night last night with the election.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Will. Always a pleasure.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.